I can see myself week by week getting that little bit fit, and I still think I've got a lot more to give, and I still feel like I'm playing a bit of catch up, but it's glad, you know, getting there, and I don't think I'm too far off being fully fit and firing now.
Obviously, sort of April, May time when last you played for Accrington, what differences have you noticed between then and now?
I think as stated when I first joined, I could see after the first few days that the squad looked a lot stronger than last year. You know, we've got a few more experienced heads in the team now, and I think as a whole, like, there's more quality in the team, and I think there's a lot more confidence in the Rana squad as well than last year, you know, because I remember it wasn't a nice time last year when, at the back end of the season, when, you know, you literally are fighting for survival for the club as well. So I think this time round there's a lot more confidence within the squad that you're going into games and we can get wins, you know.
There's a general feeling amongst the players that you will continue pulling away from that danger and not have, you know, needing the penultimate game of the season to stay up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Torquay and Northampton are down there now, and we're sort of not looking at how many points we are away from them. We're looking at, you know, the likes of Morecambe and York, who are, you know, up there, and we're looking on maybe catching them. And obviously, the priority is being safe, but we're looking forward and seeing we want to climb the table and finish as high as possible as we can.
How important are these next two away games?
Yeah, it's massive for us. You know, we're not going to get relegated, or Torquay are not going to get relegated if either of us lose that game. But all we can do is our aim for the next against Portsmouth and Torquay is we want 6 points, you know. And as I said before, it's just about climbing that table and picking up as many points as possible.
How difficult was it the other night? I think it was over an hour you played with 10 men.
Yeah, it was tough, but on the flip side, like, I think more than anything, it can sometimes be a more of a mental test when you're down to 10 men, because, you know, you can't switch off for that 1 second, and literally we had to stay together as a team, and, you know, you've got to look at your mate and say, you've got his back, you know, and you're just about sticking close and then sticking together. And, you know, when you go down to 10 men, and I think... We showed, you know, great character the other night, and I know if we can take that into the end of the season now. You know, we can see the three against Scunthorpe, but as you see, if we defend like that every week, no one's going to score past us, and ever always fancy to nick a goal. So I think hopefully we can take that spirit and mental toughness into the last part of the season now.